A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have ears? You are listening to this preaching, so you must have ears. They are on the sides of your head, aren't they? Today, Jesus says to us, whoever has ears ought to hear. There is an imperative in that, ought. There is also an allusion to the reality that some do and some don't have ears, though they are there on the sides of the head. In the whoever has ears. But something tells me every single person in that crowd, and there was a crowd, so many that he had to get in the boat, and as they filled the shore, something tells me he could see they all had ears on the sides of their heads. So why the whoever has ears? What does Jesus see in the faces of the individual people making up that crowd that he is moved to say, whoever has ears ought to hear? Perhaps Jesus is speaking to the disciples and all those who have been following him around Galilee all this time, tracking his every move, filling the shores, curious, drawn to something they just do not understand. Perhaps Jesus is saying to you and to me, pray. Pray you can hear, really, truly hear what is being said. There is an old prayer meeting song from the 70s. You may be familiar with it. It goes something like this. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. Open my ears, Lord, is our prayer today. We have ears, and we want to hear, ought to hear. We want to be numbered in the whoever. Our ears hear the word made flesh. When we see the tree growing out of the rock face of the mountain and know it ought not be there because the seed does not have roots and withers on the rocky soil, but there it is, tall, sturdy, defying the odds, taking us deeper into the mystery of a God of compassion and mercy who defies the odds and all the rules. Our ears hear when we touch the earth with reverence and care, knowing how our God walked this earth, thus making even the dust holy. Our ears hear when we hold our tongues, turn our cheeks, and are ridiculously extravagant with our patience and forgiveness. Our ears hear when we know absolutely, beyond a doubt, that there is a better way than violence and hatred and power over another. Open my ears, Lord, is our prayer today. We have ears and we want to hear. We desire to be numbered in the whoever. So maybe that second verse of our prayer song ought to be more like, open eyes, Lord, and help us to listen. Open eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. Open our ears.